On the same day the Florida legislature declined to take up a gun control bill, Democrats in the Arizona House of Representatives tried to get that chamber to vote on a measure to ban bump stocks.
The country is waiting for us to act. The time is now. We have an obligation to take action. We have a mandate to take action. We have the authority to take action.
That's State Representative Randy Freese, a Tucson Democrat, trying to convince his colleagues to take up the bill. He was not successful in that effort. With me now to talk about that, as well as some new comments from Governor Doug Ducey on the issue, is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Howie, before we get to the bump stock bill, I want to listen to a little bit of what the governor had to say yesterday. You had a chance to catch up with him. Let's hear one piece of what the governor had to say yesterday.
Let's be clear about what we want here. We want to make certain that these don't get into the wrong hands. And I think what we've seen here is whether it's a felon or a criminal or someone that's mentally ill, if we can keep guns out of those hands, we'd like to do that.
So, Howie, you had the chance to talk to the governor about what maybe he would like to do to try to prevent shootings like the one last week in Florida. Did he what did he have to say about that?
Well, in essence, it kind of came down to Doug Ducey's position on what to do about gun violence in 2018 is the same as what it was when he was running for office in 2014, which is, well, we ought to bring people together and look at the issue. And that, I think, took some people aback because of what has happened, obviously, in the interim in terms of Sandy Hook, in terms of Las Vegas, certainly in terms of what happened at Parkland. And it sort of leaves the question of, well, after, you know, over 3 years in office, well, what is his plan? We know what he doesn't like. He doesn't like gun regulation. And in fact, to the point where he was saying, well, we want to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them, whether they're criminals or have mental health issues. This is a governor who actually signed legislation to prohibit background checks for weapons sold at gun shows. So it leaves a lot of questions in terms of, is in fact there a plan other than we're all interested in protecting the Second Amendment and we just don't know what to do?
Well, and Howie, a number of state lawmakers, including some Republicans, have sent the governor a letter asking him to essentially convene a task force to look at ways to maybe try to get at this issue from different angles. Did he seem inclined to do that?
Oh, I think he probably is. But again, you know, this was the same person who said in 2014 he would convene a task force. Now, I think with having 50 of 90 lawmakers sign on to a proposal to say we need a task force, you know, that at least sets it up. It provides a soft place to land. Now, a lot of it depends on who's in the task force, and a lot of it depends on what is and is not on the table. I think that there's a lot of sentiment to try to figure out how to keep the guns out of the wrong hands. The more pressing question is things like we're going to talk about, like bump stocks, things like background checks, things like assault-style rifles, whether there should be perhaps a minimum age on those. And that's where it gets real tricky, particularly in a state like Arizona, which prides itself on a lot of Second Amendment favorable legislation.
So let's talk about bump stocks. And this was yesterday in the House. It was not specifically the House voting on a bill to ban bump stocks. It was voting on a motion to allow the House to vote on a bill to ban bump stocks, which had not gotten out of committee. And Howie, it seems like this discussion very quickly went from guns to video games and abortion and all kinds of other topics.
Well, as you point out, Randall Freese had in fact introduced a bill to ban bump stocks and other sort of devices that take a semi-automatic weapon and make it effectively into a machine gun. He couldn't get a hearing on it, so he tried this procedural motion on the House floor, which of course Republicans opposed. Now, some of it, I think the opposition was, look, it didn't go through the regular process, although that's not Randall Freese's fault. But some of it came down to folks who say, well, you know, the old guns don't kill people, people kill people, or what's the reason behind the violence? You had people like Mark Fincham saying, well, I think what really alarms me is violent video games. He said that cheapens life. It teaches kids it's okay to kill and okay to kill efficiently. You had people like the majority whip, Kelly Townsend, say, well, we have a culture of death because of the fact that we allow legal abortions. And in fact, what Ms. Townsend said is, if we really want to stop the problem, let's, you know, have teachers and other people in schools be armed so that they can take out folks if, in fact, this happens. Not all of those are interesting issues, but it still sidesteps the whole issue of, you know, is some form of gun regulation appropriate in Arizona or in the nation?
That's certainly an issue that I suspect we will be talking about as we continue down the road here. That's Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, thanks for your time as always. Appreciate it.
You're welcome as always.